Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle Radio. I'm Monica Lillis and once again we visit the places locals love for their food and drink. This week we're heading to the bustling city of Johannesburg in South Africa, known for bringing together a variety of cultures and atmospheres in one place. A newish kid on the block and a favourite for innovative restaurants is the leafy suburb of Rosebank. Monocle's Elna Schutz heads there to have a taste.
When you look over sprawling Johannesburg, several distinct skylines are likely to catch your eye. In the south, there's the gritty and historic downtown, and towards the north, you'll see the skyscrapers and headquarters of the richest square mile in Africa, called Sandton. But between them, a third landmark area has risen. It's the leafy suburb of Rosebank, and it's all about fashion, art, design, and of course, food. For a day in the area, I'd start at the two malls, right next to each other. Despite their somewhat cookie-cutter nature, South Africans love a good mall shop for the ease and relative security. These in particular have a mix of everything from traditional South African souvenirs to designer fashion. But what's some retail therapy without sustenance? One of the restaurant highlights of the area is Proud Mary, which is a mid-century design beauty with a scrumptious, globally inspired menu. For those so inclined, it's known for champagne brunch with the girls, though I personally love the glitz of their mirrored roof, sidewalk-facing coffee windows so much, I may just grab a pastry to go. After your hands are full and your wallet a little emptier, you could easily stay in the precinct for lunch. But Rosebank's charm is much bigger. A short drive away on Bolton Road is a corner worth of restaurants and bars that are known for their lively nightlife. But there's a few reasons why I love this corner any time of day, especially in the South African sun. Nothing quite says you're relaxing in the buzz of the city like watching the cars and people walk by while you enjoy lunch or beer at Green Dot Cafe or Benchwarmers Sports Bar. As you sit with a coffee or cocktail, you might notice across the street a unique-looking white building that is partly round with a swooshing roof. That's the Goodman, and a well-known spot for something that Rosebank has plenty of, art galleries. Pop in there or make your way up the road to the Keys Art Mile. You'll immediately notice it because it also has a stylish round gallery on the corner. Browse around there and the design stores, but when time is right, make sure to pop upstairs to a lovely little Asian fusion restaurant called Momokuro. Yes, the bowls and bao buns will grab your attention, but make sure you also take in the views over the city, particularly at sunset. But don't fill up too much, because there are some real gems here for dinner. Something I love about this corner of Johannesburg is that you find some of the city's best fine dining in the same building as a street-side, dig-in-with-your-hands, proper burger joint. That's actually what it's called, burger, spelled BGR. It sits alongside the art gallery in a little row of restaurants that regularly features something interesting and new and has a lovely buzz. But if you can, let me entice you to try that luxury spot I mentioned. Marble and its chef David Higgs are famous on the South African culinary scene and indeed internationally. Marble combines the South African love for cooking on fire with high-end meat and other ingredients. It's truly a treat and a showcasing of what local chefs can do. By now, your stomach, senses, and shopping wishes would probably be full and delighted from a day in Rosebank. But don't rush away just yet. Yes, there's plenty of nightlife and the like here, but there's also the fanciest midnight snack you'll likely ever have. And it's also thanks to Chef Higgs. Below Marble has long been a petrol filling station. Now that might seem to be the place of stale crisps and where culinary dreams go to die, but David Higgs and the team saw it as an opportunity. They established the pantry, which is the fanciest twist on a 24-hour gas station store you can imagine. There's a pizza oven, pastry counter, a lovely corner with wines, and of course some pantry staples, mostly local produce. I guarantee you'll go back to your home or hotel with a happy heart and belly. Rosebank may not be your typical African safari tourist destination, but it does have all the vibrant joy, style, and flavour that Johannesburg has to offer. For Monocle in Johannesburg, I'm Elna Schutz.
Thanks, Elna. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I'm Monica Lillis. Thanks for listening.